Time now for an Olympics update with thanks to Monarch Painting, the leaders in paint accessories. Do the job right. MonarchPainting.com.au.
Oh, yes, it's been a huge day so far. Monarch Painting, premium brushes, rollers, trays and tools. What a day. Three gold and three bronze. We're dodging the silvers in the most part anyway. Awesome day in the rowing as well. Two gold and two bronze. But I mentioned the golds. You know what we do when we get the golds, don't you, Fletch?
We pay a bit of Norman May.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we pay a bit of Norman May. That's what we do. And he gets really fired up as far as that is concerned. By the way, who's cheated us up and said Norman Rosgold?
That was me. That's me in the rundown.
Yes.
Another Brooksy blunder.
A little Brooksy.
Yeah, I know why. You got in your mind on other things.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Eyes up, by the way. Yeah. I know why you're looking under the table.
He's just got an extra glow about him, hasn't he? Does. And you know what? We might be saying this for Brooksy as well. Have a listen.
Go! Go to Australia! Go!
There you go. So the gold medals today, the women's rowing fours, the men's rowing fours,
tick,
and Ariane Titmus 200-metre freestyle. And I tell you what, we had James Magnussen in here before, Fletch.
And quite this interesting what he was telling us about.
Oh, yeah, that was very interesting, actually. I love that chap, by the way. So Ariane's now won the 400 and the 200.
Yep.
Katie Ledecky has come out and won the 1500. Pretty much in the middle of that, the 800-metre race, right?
Yeah.
We'll speak to Shawnee Omron a little bit later on. But she's like $3.50 or something to win that.
Yeah.
And we said, can she win
Ledecky
it?
Ledecky is this. Well, she loves the long distance.
Yeah.
And we saw what she did in the 1500, just absolutely hands and heels.
Yeah.
But the 800, we said that to Jimmy Magnussen. We said, oh, well, Ledecky will win this. He goes, nuh-uh. Said, our girl.
Our girl.
I can't wait to see the box, too.
Oh, the coach,
Dean Boxall. Why'd you raise your eyebrows? The box didn't go as hard as I thought he would go.
Well, that was the big thing, wasn't it?
Because he got his first out of the way.
Yeah.
Second, there was no fence porking.
No.
I reckon if Ariana gets to 800, it's on.
Yeah. So
the glass is going to shatter.
It's free spins now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she fell apart basically after winning the second goal, because clearly that was her goal, to go away and win those two, the 200 and the 400. She achieved that. So well done there to Ariane. Now it seems as though it's free spins. And she qualified fastest for the event as far. In fact, let's have a listen to the big win, which was Ariane Titmus's win number two.
And Titmus just tired ever so slightly at the concluding stage of that lap. Now Arnie needs to go.
Arnie needs to go here. She's 0.5 of a second behind. So half a second behind Jorge of Hong Kong. She really needs to put her head down.
Ledecky was fifth at the turn. I don't think the great American can get into the gold medal position. Now she goes up, Arnie. She gets into the lead. Ariane Titmus, the legend is growing before our eyes. She does it again. An Olympic record. A golden double. Ariane Titmus, the 2 and 4.
The legend is growing before our eyes. Great call again, Basil. Blitzed the field in the final 50 metres. Now, that means she joined Shane Gould and Ian Thorpe to do the 200-400 double gold. And she joins Michael Wendon, Murray Rose, Gould, Thorpe and Steph Rice as the only Australians to win two individual swimming gold medals at an Olympics. Has the 800 metres up her sleeve and the relay as well. So, Jimmy Magnussen was saying that that's just a tap-in, isn't it?
The relay, yeah.
Yeah.
She basically said, if Ariana's in the team, we win.
The 4x200.
We got a text here from Bulldog Bob. Your gold, how much is gold worth?
When you're
asking Nikki Green.
Yep.
Which I thought was quite rude, but he handled it really well. hi, boys. How much a gold medal is worth? Probably depends on the country you are representing. Did you hear about the female Filipino weightlifter who just won her country's first ever Olympic gold medal and earns, get this, a reward or an award of 900,000 cash and a new house.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Bulldog Bob.
Well, and Gibbo was saying yesterday with the Brazilians.
Oh, yeah.
And the Japanese surfer. Yeah. They were getting a cop about $1 million in sponsorship bonus.
Well, they have it in their clauses for their contract with their big, like, Billabong, Hurley. If they win gold, then it's going to be $1 million.
Hot tuna? Hot tuna still big?
Yeah, hot tuna's still big, but I think that's cylinders out at Mount Druitt.
Yeah.
They're running the hot tuna stuff
there. Piping hot.
Piping hot, yeah, that's Kmart as well.
Lightning Bolt, that was the rent one you got from Kmart.
What was the Mambo
was pretty good.
The jacket we all used to get, or the Coeur d'Alliance.
Coeur d'Alliance, yeah.
Are they still around?
Nah.
I'm not sure.
It might have been bought by.
No. I remember Crystal Cylinders.
Crystal
Mouth. One, the two C's with the two barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was huge. What about when you're in class? Oh, you would have done this, Gibbo. I was always doing this. When you're just drawing the Quicksilver emblem. Were you ever doing that?
Oh,
just
yes.
At school?
Doodling.
Yeah, heavy. And drawing as well. But it was. that's all I did. And they brought those radioactive board shorts. In about the early 80s, so they were the days.
Oh, those were the days. If you didn't have the Coeur d'Alliance jacket, you weren't cool. bronze medals as well in the women's quad scales, men's quad scales, men's 4x200 freestyle. Kyle Chalmers, Alexander Graham, Zach Inserti, and Thomas Neal. Tommy Neal had to say after the race.
As Matty John said back in 1997, it's better than Lego.
I love
it. It's better than Lego.
And, good on you, Tommy. So Tommy's coach or someone reached out to me. He slid into my DMs.
Yeah.
And he said, mate, could you give the boys, or in particular, Tommy, a bit of a shout-out, a bit of a message? So I'm claiming this.
Yeah.
I've helped Australia win gold.
You have. Bronze. You've begged for bronze.
But now I know why, because he's a Matty Johns fan. But anyway.
Never mind. 100-metre freestyle. We've got Kyle Chalmers qualified sixth fastest for the final. Now, we did a bit of a cheeky multi yesterday, Fletch, and we were concerned about, you know, was he going to be our worry? Well, we got Jess Fox beat. Brooksy thought the opals were the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That was horrendous.
I didn't touch the opals. I went against Australia. I went Kiwis, obviously. They smashed us. And I went Kenya. Kenya in the sevens.
Oh.
Flying. So I don't want to put pressure on Jess, but she's cost me my multi.
FL Wine. We'll catch up on the Kyle Chalmers race a little bit later on. Isaac Stubbley Cook won in a dead heat to qualify for the final, so he's got to be a major chance in the 200-metre breaststroke. In the men's water polo, Australia defeated Croatia. And by the way, Croatia won silver in Rio, so that's a major, major sculpt. The first time we have beaten Croatia at the Olympics in the polo. And I can tell you this, Fletch, the men's time trial is underway. Yeah. Rowan Dennis and Richie Port competing in the men's time trial. And this Olympic update, of course, all thanks to Monarch Painting. The leaders in paint accessories, do the job right. monarchpainting.com.au.
Just a bit of shout-out, too, to the women's individual time trial. I don't know if you saw this morning. Annemiek van Vleuten. Ooh. She's the Dutch rider. Got the gold medal. And now we're going to cross, just before the break, we're going to cross out to the medal ceremony for the national anthem.
Ha 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 ha!